that's something that you always carry with you.
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yeah.
Are you
okay.
Not?
No, seriously. Hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of hot sauce. A lot of raw peppers and hot sauce.
That's why you're coughing. You might need to slow down.
I'm having a rebellion against it because I think it keeps my immune system strong. Oh. I really do. I think hot sauce is good for you.
All right. We are back. We are live. And we're talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about the KKK. And the fact that she is the one that used to embrace a Klansman. I don't know if you've seen it on the internet. There's a couple people that host it on a regular, I mean regular basis. And also, if you go to Breitbart, they have the same picture. But there was a guy in the Senate. His name was Robert Byrd. I don't know if you guys remember. But he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. See, guys, remember, the Democrats were the ones that were for slavery. Remember that. The Democrats were the ones that were originally for slavery. Democrats were the ones that were originally for segregation. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever let the left try to rewrite history, because they're good at trying to rewrite history. And at times, they've been successful. But one of the more prominent Democrats in the Senate was a former Ku Klux Klan member. His name was Robert Byrd. I mean, he was a hardcore Klan member. Like, serious hardcore Klan member. He was in West Virginia. He would recruit young, angry white men. To go around and find black people to lynch. And to this day, he has a record for the longest filibuster floor of the U.S. Senate. 14 hours. And you want to know what he was filibusting? You want to know what he was filibusting? The 1964 Civil Rights Act. That's Robert Byrd. That's somebody that Hillary Clinton has praised. That's somebody that Hillary Clinton has practically made out with. You got to see these pictures. These aren't Photoshop pictures. These are legit pictures where Robert Byrd is embracing Hillary. He has his right hand cradled against her cheek. I mean, it's creepy. It's creepy. And back in 05, the Washington Post, the liberals' mouthpiece, although it wasn't as liberal as it is today. Remember, it's gotten where it is today because of Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, owner. It wasn't always a bleeding heart propaganda. It wasn't. It wasn't always. So this article, the Washington Post wrote, called it a senator's shame. And the fact that Byrd tried to downplay his involvement in the organization as he got older. I mean, this isn't a drunk driving mistake. This isn't something like that. This isn't something like getting caught in a men's bathroom, tapping your toe under a stall trying to get fellatio. Or, for this matter, it's not even sticking a cigar in a woman's vagina. This is being part of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, remember how much heat, Steve Scalise got because he did a speech at a, was it a hotel? Like a ballroom in a hotel or something like that. And he gave a speech and people in the audience were part of a white supremacist group. Remember how much heat Steve Scalise got? He was like on fire. The media lost their mind. The liberals went nuts. Called for his resignation. Remember when, was it George Allen? Remember when he called that kid a mukaka? Remember the kid was filming the camera, using the camera, and he was filming him, and he goes, "Oh, look at that! What is that mukaka over there?" And everybody went, "You know what that means?" I was like, "What the hell? I don't even know what that. I don't know what it means." And I'm pretty hep on those types of terms. I'm not saying that I'm an expert, but you know, I grew up in New York. I grew up in New York. All right, I'm Italian. I know all sorts of slang terms. I never knew what a mukaka was. All right, I never knew what a mukaka was. But anyways, he got ran out. So here's a guy, this Robert Byrd, who was part of the Klan, a recruiter. That's Hillary Clinton's mentor. Hillary Clinton's mentor. She's practically making out with him. So, again, go online. Go to Twitter. You'll find these pictures. Go to Breitbart. They have the story. This is legit. This is why liberals, this is why Democrats, this is why the media hates Breitbart. They honestly try to paint Breitbart as a far-right conspiracy site. There's nothing about chemtrails. There's nothing about Bigfoot. There is no conspiracy here. This is just pointing out facts that liberals, CNN, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, These are just things that they will not talk about because it makes them all look bad. It makes them look like hypocrites. Makes them look bad. So they're going to call Breitbart a far-right conspiracy site. Like it's Alex Jones. Like they're talking about chemtrails. No. They have a factual story. When Hillary Clinton talks about Trump and says, oh, he's a racist. He's a look what he says a lot. And Breitbart goes, wait a minute, time out. Hold on. You want to talk about a racist? You want to talk about hanging out with the Klan? You want to talk about you want to talk about the Ku Klux Klan? How about Robert Byrd? Let's talk about him. So you go to Breitbart. Shows Hillary Clinton practically making out with him. Has a speech that Hillary Clinton made. When Robert Byrd died, she called him her friend and mentor. She didn't have to do that. He's dead. Okay, you're in the Senate. You got to be cordial. Your colleagues, your Democrats. You got to be cordial. Okay, but he's dead. Hey, Hillary, will you do a video to commemorate Byrd's passing? No. Why? Because I never liked him. I only did what I did because he's part of us and we have to stick together. And of course, my husband is president and needed votes to pass bills, and Byrd was there, but he's dead. I hate the racist bastard. I'm not doing a video for him. Definitely not calling him my friend. I'm definitely not calling him my mentor. He's an a-hole. She could have said that. Who's going to get mad at her? Who's going to get mad at her? Who's going to get mad at her? So she didn't have to do a video where she calls the former Ku Klux Klan member Robert Byrd her friend and mentor. She didn't have to do that video. He's dead. Okay? He's dead. And who is really going to press the issue? Well, you know, Hillary Clinton, she didn't do a video. She didn't do a video message praising the dead Klan guy. What? Oh, with outrage. 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 That didn't happen. It wouldn't have happened. So let me give you a little taste. Just a small taste. Okay? Remember, the Washington Post wrote an article saying that Robert Byrd is a scumbag. He's a racist. And he's trying to downplay his involvement in the Klan. So he wrote a book, okay? And in the book, he basically different account of his involvement in the Klan and how it was something that was done when he was a kid, and it was really against corrupt doctors. Here, let me give you a taste. The 770-page book is the latest in a long series of attempts by the 87-year-old Democrat to try to explain an event early in his life that threatens to define him nearly as much as his achievements in the Senate. In it, Byrd says he viewed the Klan as a useful plot to launch his political career. He described it essentially as a fraternal group of elites. And who at no time engaged in or preached violence against blacks, Jews, or Catholics. That's what he said in his book. That's what he said. He goes on, while Byrd provides the most detailed description of his early involvement with the Klan, conceding that he reflected the fears and prejudices and I had heard throughout my boyhood. The account is not complete. He does not acknowledge the full length of time he spent as a Klan organizer and advocate, nor does he make any mention of a particular incendiary letter he wrote in 1945 complaining about efforts to integrate the military. That letter stated, "I shall never fight in the armed forces with a Negro by my side. Rather, I should die 1,000 times and see Old Glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, than to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by race mongrels, a throwback to the blackest specimen from the wilds." How's that for a letter? That's Hillary Clinton's mentor and friend. Like I said, guys, this isn't putting a cigar in a girl's vagina. It's just not. This isn't drunk driving 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You don't wake up and go, you know what? I totally see black people different. That only happens in movies. It only happens in American History X. And that only happens after a bunch of white supremacists, a bunch of people that you thought were your friend, bend you over and rape you anally. That's the only time that you go from, "I shall never fight in the armed forces with a Negro by my side. Rather, I should die 1,000 times and see Old Glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, then to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by race mongrels, a throwback to the blackest specimen from the wilds." Okay? Now, maybe Robert Byrd was bent over and raped in a shower by 7 Klansmen. Maybe he had an American History X conversion. Maybe. I don't think so. So, you don't just wake up and go from never fighting for your country alongside a Negro to, "Oh, hey, I love black people." No, sorry. And many, 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 many years later, towards the end of his life, now this video is a classic video. Again, go online, and you could find it on YouTube, okay? He was doing an interview, and he used the phrase, "white niggers." He said, he was doing an interview, and he said, I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time. If you want to use that word, we just need to work together to make our country a better country. And I'd just as soon quit talking about it so much. So this is long after he was like, oh, I was barely in the Klan. I was barely in the Klan. Please. Please. I was barely in the Klan. Robert Byrd, okay, was a hardcore racist. Robert Byrd was a hardcore racist. Was a guy who recruited Klansmen. It's a guy who wrote letters calling black people the blackest specimen from the wilds. This is a guy who used the term white nigger many, many years. Many years. Like many, many years after he already said, oh, I'm not a Klan. I hate the Klan. Klan, bleh. Hate the Klan. Hate them. Hate the Klan. Bah! And this is a guy that Hillary Clinton praised. This is a guy that Hillary Clinton said, hey, that's my friend. That's my mentor. After he died. After he died. Not while he was alive. Like I said, we've all had to be nice to people we hate. We've all had to be nice to people we hate. We've all been to a party. We've all been to an event, and it's like, oh man, there's so and so. Or we've all worked with someone where it's like, oh, I hate Bob in accounting. Ugh. Oh, I hate him. I hate him. So we've all been there. And when they die, we definitely don't go to their funeral. We definitely don't go to their funeral. We definitely don't say nice things. We just don't say anything. You know, our parents taught us if you don't have anything nice to say about somebody, don't say anything at all. So that person died. Bob in accounting dies. The guy who would make sexist and racist jokes. The guy who stunk like cheese. Like Munster cheese. The guy who was just an all-around the guy who made Lawrence O'Donnell and Chris Hayes. The guy, you would rather hang out with Lawrence O'Donnell and Chris Hayes than Bob in accounting, okay? So when Bob from accounting dies, and people go, hey, are you going to go to Bob's funeral? You're like, no, I got a family event, and I'm sorry. I'd like to. My heart goes out to his family. Okay. So I got to imagine that if you're truly a person for all races, all creeds, all sexual orientations. If you are who Hillary Clinton says she is, Robert Byrd is appalling. Robert Byrd is a disgusting animal. And the only reason you're ever nice to him is because you have to work with him. And when he dies, you say, oh, thank God that scumbag is dead. But Hillary Clinton made a video calling him her friend and mentor. End of story. And she's going to make videos calling Trump racist. She's going to make videos saying Trump supporters are racist. She's going to say if Trump wins, the Ku Klux Klan will be running the country. We already kind of had that with Robert Byrd. I mean, hey, if you want to throw a Republican under the bus, I had that with Strom Thurmond. You had two guys. I mean, seriously. Seriously, you can't get more desperate. You can't get more desperate than Hillary Clinton, the liberals, and the media. You can't get more desperate than them. When for almost 2 weeks now, Donald Trump has been on point. He's been on script. He's doing everything that you got to do to win an election every single day. Some new dirt is falling on Hillary Clinton. When that is happening, what do? Old reliable. I mean, that's a liberal playbook. It's a liberal playbook. Seriously, it's a liberal playbook. Anytime you're engaged with a liberal, and they don't like what you're saying because you're speaking the truth, you're basically shooting down their arguments, they rely on shutting that conversation down with, well, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're a xenophobe, you're an Islamophobe, I'm not going to deal with you. And then they walk away. It's a liberal. It is the quintessential play from the quintessential playbook. It is a Vince Lombardi bread and butter play. That's what it is. You're getting beaten. You're getting hammered. You're bleeding. You're hemorrhaging. And what do? You call that person a racist. Call that person a bigot. And that's what's happening now. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. Well, actually, Monday will be 2 weeks. Since Trump has been on point. Since Trump has really been flawless, you know, with a little hiccup here and there, but we're, you know, pretty flawless. And Hillary Clinton is just bleeding out. So what do? Talk about the green frog. Talk about cucks. Talk about the alt-right. You talk about the Klan. Talk about white supremacy. You get that playbook, open it up, and you go, oh, this is what we got to do. Okay, got it. This is what we do. And that's it. And if you people don't see that, if you people don't recognize that, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to be derogatory. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to say you're stupid. I don't want to say you're ignorant. I don't want to say you're a dum-dum. But if you don't see this and you don't recognize what is going on, then pick one of those words, because that's what you are. This is the quintessential liberal maneuver playbook. This is what they do. This is what they do. Racism. Racism. I'm getting beaten? Well, you're a racist. You proved me wrong? Well, you're a homophobe. And that's what's happening.